Welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We started a book club. We did not talk about those books.
We did not.
So we started a podcast. And now we have a podcast and an Instagram and a Twitter and a blog and a website and everything. and we're excited because somehow this is our fourth anniversary.
I know.
We are 105 episodes in.
Damn.
And out of all of that, we've actually only missed one episode, and that was at the very first start of the pandemic before we even, like, shut down, but it was, like, chaos and no one knew what was going on.
Oh, valid. That's valid of us.
Yeah. So, yeah. 4 years ago, sitting in Page One Cafe. I can, like, see us sitting there and, like, having this conversation. Mm-hmm. Oh, we should start a podcast. What? But, like, at the same time, I'm just like, that was so long ago.
That was a different world.
In all ways. Literally. 2018. Fuck. What? Whoop. Yeah. But, you know, now we're still chugging along. We've had people listen from 70 different countries.
Wild.
I'm looking here. Estonia. Bosnia and Herzegovina.
What? All right.
Peru. Hungary. Pakistan. Barbados. I'm just, like, scrolling and looking.
Damn.
Poland, Japan. Like, we are hitting all the continents.
I love that for us.
Obviously, U.S., Canada, and then the U.K. are tops.
That makes sense. It is an English language podcast.
Yeah. But, like, Germany, India, and France coming in.
Nice.
Coming in next. And, yeah, just, like, so many, like, random. Luxembourg? Cyprus?
What?
Luxembourg? Oman? What? Kenya? Shout out to Kenya.
Nice.
I feel like maybe I've done that on another one. Shout out to Kenya. And, yeah. Obviously, Apple Podcasts, that's the big one. Spotify, Pocket Casts, who knew?
Huh.
And then other ones that I haven't heard of. So people cool. are listening in all different kinds of places.
Obsessed with that.
Right?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. A few other little random stats before we just get into our, like, hangout chat.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like our top 10 are still exactly what they have been because most of them are just, like, that much ahead of everybody right. else. Like, The Rural Diaries by Hilary Burton Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
There's no episode that's going to beat that episode at this point.
No, it's far and away the
it's like twice as much. Yeah. Twice and plus. The Institute, Stephen King, second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Climbing up the charts.
And Eating the Dinosaur, Chuck Klosterman. To Shake the Sleeping Self, Jedediah Jenkins. Yes.
Nice.
Oh, Another Country, James Baldwin, coming in at number 5.
Yes.
Oh, we're heading into spooky season. The Rules of Magic, Alice Hoffman, number 6, yes.
Beauty.
Even our little introduction episode. Well, holding in there at number 6, 7. Love it. And Killers of the Flower Moon.
All right.
It's so funny. You're like, Killers of the Flower Moon. Everything is horrible and wonderful. Now, granted, a lot of those are first-year episodes. They've just been mm-hmm. around longer.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, like, those aren't happy topics.
No.
We're like, Sadie. Cheery. I'm like, those aren't happy. And, like, those are the next, those are, like, rounding up the top 10. I'm like, these aren't happy books, Kay. But maybe people just get our deal.
Yeah. Y'all doing okay out there? We're not.
No, we're not.
JK, we're kind of okay.
Feel free to hit us up in the DMs. We're always here to chat.
Yes.
But trying to look, so stuff from the past year, Conversations with Friends is doing really well.
Nice.
What episode? Oh, A Lesson in Vengeance. Yes.
Nice.
Lots of our hangout episodes doing well. People like us just riffing and chatting, I guess.
That's amazing. I love that. Thanks for joining our random conversation.
Yeah. Jurassic Park, not too bad. Not too bad. So good. But yeah, let's jump in. Obviously, we can talk about everything for the past 4 years. Our last hangout episode was in August, though, so we're kind of more focusing on the last two and a half-ish months, but also in a like 4-year kind of thing. What are your thoughts on 4 years?
I mean, I can't believe it's been 4 years. That seems fake.
And well, that's just it, right? Because we both had very different jobs. We were in very different places in our life. But then, like, all the pandemic, just, like, I just can't understand, like, how everything is different. But then, like, we're still doing it. And it's probably the only thing keeping me going. Let's be real. I'm glad that we keep doing it. And, like, even as much as, you know, we have struggled, which we'll talk about
these last couple months.
But yeah, like, just, I mean, anyone who's listened, they also know that we don't understand how time works.
Yes, that is
so that, like,
correct.
4 year thing, like we have a bachelor's degree right now.
Yeah, right? Right. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So aside
anyway, from... yeah, no, I'm glad we're still doing this. I'm excited that we've, you know, we've kept it going strong and, like, been, like you said, consistent about it, you know? Yeah. The blog kind of... Maybe we need to catch up a little bit on some things now, but we've actually been pretty consistent with that, too. I'm proud of us, honestly.
Yeah, like, when we started the blog, I was like, this is never going to happen. So the fact that, like, we've kind of been slipping over this past summer is fine, because I thought that was going to happen, like, 2 years ago.
Agreed.
Any, like, big highlights from, like, the last 4 years? Like, not really, like, the last couple months, but just in the, like, 4-year anniversary, 105 episodes in. Wow.
Highlights. I mean, I like that we've established, like, little sort of series.
Yeah.
I never know how to pluralize that. So, like, our page to screen and then... The Bookstagram Made Me Do It. Yeah. Like, all of those are so fun. I really enjoy that. And, like, all of our interview episodes. Like, I feel like every single interview episode we've done has been a highlight episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I also just like that we've, like, found new things. And, like, in kind of, like, an all-encompassing way. Like, you know, we went to... So, like, the first time that we would have been able to do... Word on the Street was 2019, just because, like, when it was and when we started and whatever. Obviously, it didn't happen for a while. But then we were able to go again this year, and, like, it was super fun. We, you know, like, walking around looking at books. We had a little beverage in the beverage area and whatever. And then, like, I went to TCAF this year. I've already put it on the calendar for next year. So, you know,
amazing.
I definitely invited you, so you will see it on your
calendar. Yes, I did see that.
Because that was super cool. And there's definitely been ones that, like, I've wanted to go to and missed. Like, there was Word on the Street did something at Brickworks, but it was, like, super rainy that day, so I didn't want to walk down. Because at first I was like, oh my god, that'll be perfect. Walk down to Brickworks, whatever. But just, like, those little things, like, I feel like I'm more aware to, like, look for that stuff now. And, like, that's been really cool. And then, like, finding, like, we're purposely trying to find new bookstores, and yeah, like, just not even necessarily, like, the books themselves, but those things, like, events, places to go, stuff like that. I think that's been really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, like, some of the smaller publishers we've gotten to work with, like Coach House and House of Anansi, like, that has also been really fun, and really cool just to, like, have these books recommended to us. And
Well, I keep
just
thinking,
kept her some faves.
Yeah, I keep thinking now, too, like, because we found a bunch of new indie publishers this spring at Word on the Street. So when we're planning for next year, there's definitely a few that I want to, like, make note of to, like, reach out and, like, we could do episodes on books. Some of them are, like, Stelliform Press and, oh, that one that you got that horror collection from.
Yeah.
Invisible Books. Something like that. Because, yeah, the book that I got from Stelliform was really good. And just everything that I keep seeing come out from them looks really good. And yeah, so it'll be fun to, like, reach out to, like, some of those, too. So, like, expanding next year.
Yeah.
In a, like, calendar year. That's what I mean, obviously. We're having an anniversary year, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Somehow. Sometimes we know how time works.
We have our anniversary in October, but we still adhere to calendar years.
Yes.
I mean, because technically... Our book club.
Yes. Starts in January.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Nice. Has there been like a favorite book in the last 4 years from said book club? It doesn't really have a name, anyone who's listening. It's just our book club.
Favorite book.
Don't you love how I come up with these questions that I ask you, and obviously I've never thought about it myself either, but yeah, I just put you on the spot.
Unprepared. I think Another Country is right up there.
Yeah, that's a good call. Because I think like...
Like as far as book club specific episodes go?
Yeah.
Yeah, that well, one's right up there. Well, and just for
like picking the books, like we both pick very different books, and we've now picked, you know, different types and different things. But I think that was one where it both kind of like, for both of us, like that was a deal maker. That was a game changer. That mm-hmm. was a, that one changed things for us as readers, I feel. Readers mm-hmm. and writers.
Mm-hmm.
So, agreed. Agreed. Why don't we talk about stuff since we last hung out?
LOL.
How's your summer been?
You know what? Listen, I realize I wrote gross in this spreadsheet of notes for this episode.
Yes, I wrote summer sucked, September sucked, and you wrote gross and double gross.
Mm-hmm. That's not fair, though. That's not entirely fair.
Yeah.
Let me be a little bit more fair about this whole thing. Okay. So, August was actually not bad. It just, like, I just didn't really get anything done. Which, I mean, you know what? That's really what August is supposed to be for.
Yes.
It's fine. It ended up being busier than I really wanted it to be as far as, like, doing things. But mm-hmm. it was all right. Like, I didn't hate August. If you were going to give me a choice between August and September to relive at this point, I'd pick August.
Yeah. Which sucks because, like, you technically had, like, really good stuff happening in September.
Mm. But it yes, just okay. didn't,
like, on so paper. The, on paper.
The best part of September was getting to go to a bunch of TIFF films.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, that was really good. And every single movie that I saw there, I really enjoyed. So, that was great.
TIFF is Toronto International Film Festival. Yes. For anyone who doesn't know, it's probably, like, one of the top three it film is. Festivals right. of the world.
Yeah,
if
I would
not
say it's top three.
Top two kind of a thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like Cannes and TIFF and...
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, I don't even know what I would put third.
Yeah, me neither, actually.
Because there's definitely, like, there's some, but yeah, like, I don't know what I would pick, so...
I feel like I'm missing a major one, though.
I mean, like, Sundance, but that's a little more specific.
Right, maybe that is, maybe it's Sundance I'm thinking of. Either way, that was really, really good.
Yeah.
It made for a very busy week because I was also working, and it was my birthday that week. So like it was really fun. It was just like a little bit busier than I would have liked for that week because then we were going on vacation. Anyway, I was supposed to go to Cape Breton. In Halifax, and I did not because Hurricane Fiona had other ideas.
Yeah, she said no.
She said, nuh-uh, I am actually going to rip this island to shreds. And you're like, cool, all right, respect, we'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we did. We went to New Brunswick. And, like, again, it wasn't, like, the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the hurricane was really bad and, like, people lost their houses. Like, I am... in a much better position than that. But it did rain a lot, and I did spend more money than I intended to because we had to rearrange all of our plans. And I probably could have done the exact same thing in Ontario and not driven for almost 16 hours. So, like, there was that part of it.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was sick when I got home, so that was delightful.
Yeah.
And then... I went to a wedding this weekend. That was fun.
Yeah.
I might have COVID. Unclear.
Oh.
We're waiting.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's been my last couple months. a lot of highs and lows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
how about you?
Mine's been much less exciting. It's not the right word, but you know what I mean.
Tumultuous.
Yes, or anything, just the general happenings of whatsoever. Because yeah, like August was hot, so didn't do anything.
It was,
I
yes.
don't, I can't, I can't, we can't, we're not those people. Mm-mm. We're not those girls. We do not do hot girl summer.
Well, we do hot girl summer, but yes, like physically hot, like we're sweat, melting into a puddle. Hot.
Yeah,
hot girl summer.
Yeah. And then September, I don't know. Yeah, there was just, there was some bad juju. I don't know.
Oh, there was.
Yeah. And yeah, so like right now, like we're almost halfway through October.
How?
I don't know. And like, it's kind of weird because like spooky season, love it. Thanksgiving, I love turkey. Going to New York for a week-ish for work, which like, nice. I'm excited because I want to see like two people, but then it's like a whole giant like umbrella team, like not even just my team, but like the team that we fit into. I'm like, I don't care. And it's one of those like team building offsite. There's gonna be a lot of those things. Whereas I'm just like planning, okay, I've like mapped all the coffee shops because we have a new office now. And which is, I mean, it's just like a few blocks over from our old one, but I'm like, okay, those are the coffee shops that I'm going to run to when we have a break so I can get away from everyone. Nice. And like, okay, those are the bookstores I'm going to go to. And then I have like one day to myself, and then like one evening / afternoon, I'm going to sneak away.
Yes.
With one of my friends. I have it marked as, I don't think anyone from work listens, whatever.
I was going to say, if anyone from Jet's work is listening to this podcast, no, you're not.
No one cares. I have it marked as networking, because technically it is. She is also in talent acquisition, so we're gonna hit up all of our, do our favorite things that we used to do.
Amazing.
When I would go, and like we'd go on our like lunch walks around Soho and hit all the fun stores and stuff. So like, yeah, like it's one of those things where like I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time I'm not, just because like travel is also like so sketchy these days. Not in a like pandemic way, just in a like airport.
Yeah, like, is your flight going to be canceled?
Yeah, so, like, I was trying to, like, I booked both of the ones that I booked. I tried to book it so that, like, realistically, I would still be able to get out that day at some point.
Okay, yeah.
Versus, like, booking them too late or anything like that. So I was just like, oh. And then, of course, watch, it's going to be all, like, super perfect. And I was like, oh, I could have, like, saved time, but, like, whatever. So, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, focus on the bookstores and coffee shops that I want to go to versus having to sit in, like, team building stuff for 8 hours a day.
Yes.
So yeah, you know, there's high hopes. Maybe I should get a pumpkin pie this week. That'll make me feel better.
You should. You should get a pumpkin pie this week. I should get a pumpkin pie this week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably gonna have to Instacart my groceries. So.
Well, yeah, that's what I also do. Side note, I've mostly just found that that's easier for our lovely ADHD brains, because you can just like randomly add stuff to your cart when you remember.
I do enjoy that, but then I see how much extra it costs me and I can't justify it.
Well, see, that's why like I switch between different stores,
because
like depending on what I'm getting, then I'll order from No Frills instead of Loblaws.
Yes.
Right, so that's I can still smart. Get the certain things that I want, but then if I'm getting something that's, like, expensive, I'll order from No Frills instead, or, like, Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if I want, like, the fancier things that time, then I'll order from Loblaws. You know, the groceries. I don't know, going outside, ugh, it's too many extra steps for me.
I understand.
But yeah, you know, spooky season, Halloween's coming. So, like...
Yes. I mean, listen, every time I go for a walk, I'm delighted.
Yeah.
So it was funny because, like, I was changing the sheets on my bed today because that's a thing one should do occasionally. And I was just, like, oh, trying to figure out, like, job things and money and whatever. And I just, like, laid back on my bed while it was, like, half made. And I was, like, I thought the summertime sadness was gone.
No.
Except I realized that the difference is that the sadness in summer is terrible because it's too hot and I go outside and I'm like, everything is awful.
Yeah.
Whereas now I can go outside and I'm like, well, at least it's nice out. So.
Yeah. Like when I accidentally thought I was going for a walk through the park and ended up taking a hike through the forest.
Ah, yes.
I was just trying to get home from the dentist, you guys.
Toronto has a lot of ravines, and sometimes you just find yourself in them.
And, like, it's in the middle of the city. Like,
oh,
this
yeah,
is
like,
not...
fully in the middle of the city.
We do not, like, we live in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
I was walking basically from where Jen is in Midtown to where I am in downtown and ended up in a ravine
Yeah,
forest.
there's just dirt, there's just ravines in the middle of the city.
But it ended up being, like, I mean, had I been prepared and had, like, water. But it was really nice because, like, things were starting to change a little bit, and it kind of did have that fall nature vibes. Yeah, but that's what it was the whole time. I was like, oh man, first of all, if I had water. Second of all, I was like, oh, I wish I had books to, like, take pictures.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. So Evergreen Brickworks has a vintage market every
Oh.
second Sunday until November, whatever the first Sunday in November is,
That's the
which I
time
think
change. It's
is,
like the 6th or 7th.
yeah, which I think is the only one that I can go to. So like maybe we can hit that up.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Someone hold us accountable, because we are not accountable for ourselves.
I mean, it's in my calendar. The only
Oh,
reason I
nice.
didn't go the Sunday that I came back from my trip is because I was heinously ill.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
And speaking of reading and spooky things, we weren't, but let's say we were. And now, I'm going to preface this with I fully understand where you're at. So this can be more of a you can ask me questions about books.
What have you read in the last little bit? Because I'll tell you what, I have read nothing. So I would like you to know that on my list of what I've read, I have five books, and I've only read one of them in its entirety.
Which one is that?
Bridge to Terabithia.
Is that how you spell Terabithia?
Yeah.
I don't know if I thought it was different in my head, but I guess just seeing it written out makes it look weird.
Yeah, it's
It's
the only
also a
one.
made-up word, right? So, like,
It
whatever.
is, it is. It also made me sob,
Oh. I mean,
which I
sometimes you
knew it was
need that,
going to do,
though.
but I was like, damn,
You need
this
that
got me.
sometimes, though.
Yeah, it was rough.
Oh, that's what I haven't done in a long time. I haven't read Gray by Pete Wentz. That's my usual. Oh, everything
Nice.
sucks and I need to be emo and cry? Okay. I read this fiction book, but clearly it's very autobiographical. Oh. So, yeah,
So
I
what have you read? I know
actually.
you've been reading. I'm behind
Yes.
on my Storygraph goals, but you're like,
I'm so close.
yeah.
My Storygraph goal for this year was 50 books, with the asterisk of 20 of those being graphic novels.
Nice.
And my pages goal was 10,000 pages. We should talk about this first because I don't understand. When I look at last year, I think I came in at like 8 something pages. 8,000. 800.
Okay.
8,000 something pages. 800,000 pages. No. Which I like don't understand. So I was like, okay, if I'm gonna read, and I read 34 books last year. So I was like, okay, if I'm aiming for 50, I'll put it at 10,000. I am currently at 11,929 pages.
Oh, damn.
And because I have been setting my audiobooks to minutes, that's not counting the audiobooks.
Oh, damn.
Unless there's some that I missed or I pressed the wrong button. So yeah, so I met that goal a while ago.
Nice. That's
I
amazing.
don't understand.
I'm obsessed with that for you.
But I'm gonna roll with it. And I'm at 49 books.
Nice.
And definitely at least I'm quickly checking because I've been tagging the graphic novels so that I can filter. I'm at 25 graphic novels.
Amazing.
With like a pile more to go. So yay. So yeah, August was not. As we said, it was too hot. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. I read Project Hail Mary, which was really good.
Nice.
We've done an episode on The Martian. We've done an episode on Artemis. We like Andy Weir. Project Hail Mary was really good. So if you ever want to read that, we can totally do an episode on it.
Amazing. I definitely want to read it.
Yeah. And it's definitely one where, like, I know we do a lot of spoilers and stuff, but I definitely have purposely not said stuff to you about that book because.
Yeah, it seems like one where you kind of want to go in without really
One,
knowing.
like, it's something that happens fairly early on that then is a huge part of it that, like,
Okay.
because, like, you, yeah. And I listened to We Were Dreamers by Simu Liu, which was really good. But that was like August. I read some of Little Women.
That's one of the books on my list.
Neither of us finished that one.
Well, okay, to be fair, I put Little Women Part 1 in my list to make myself feel better because I did complete Part 1.
I did not. I do feel like I have, like, a fair bit of books that I have read, like, little bits of. Like, I started reading Blonde by Joyce Carol Oates. But then I found it was, like, a kabillion pages.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, it was just going to end up being way more serious than I can handle right now.
Yeah, valid.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to read it before I watch the movie. And, like, I'm clearly not going to watch the movie for a long time. So I was just like, there's time. And I've been trying to read The Book of Magic, which is the last book. No. Yes? Yes. The last book of the Practical Magic series. But I think it's book 2. I can't remember how it works.
I also don't remember how it works. We had a lot of questions about the timeline.
Because I'm just looking at it right now, and it says Practical Magic 2, but, like, the part that I've read, like, this is after everything that's existed up until this point. Like, this is after Practical Magic.
Right, because it's her daughters, right?
I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay.
But, like, again, there's something that happens right at the start, and I don't want to say what it is.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, it's definitely after Practical Magic. The ants are old. Quite old, you know.
Right.
Her and Sally are old, like all that stuff.
Okay.
And then there's just a bunch that I was like, okay, I'm gonna like read these, but then like I just never literally read 2 pages and then like got distracted by stuff. But in September, I crushed the spooky graphic novels in the last week.
I love that for you.
To the point where I wasn't allowed to borrow anything more from Hoopla until it was October. Because from the Toronto Public Library you can only borrow 8 books in a month from Hoopla. Apparently from the Whitby Public Library you get 12, but I guess, you know, smaller library, whatever. But I was reading spooky graphic novels because I wrote a blog post on it, which you all can go read at anotherbookontheshelf.com. And we're going to be doing an episode on one of them. That actually I just wrote, so that's an October book. But I basically just kind of like started Googling other blog posts of like, you know, the top horror graphic novels, the top spooky graphic novel, like whatever. And then just kind of went in and like picked ones that I actually thought I would be interested in, or that like were by an author that like we know, or something like that. And there were a couple that like were on every single list, but like one of them was like, I think it's more manga, but it was like 600 some pages. I was like, no. I tried to keep it to the like ones that were, you know, the collected of like, you know, 5 to 6 issues kind of
thing. Yeah.
But I read The Lola Woods by Carmen Maria Machado, who did In the Dream House, which we both love, and The Me You Love in the Dark, by Scotty Young, and I'm forgetting the illustrator's name, which was amazing. That's been like my super favorite one. I'm also not going to talk about them a super lot because y'all can go read the blog.
Yeah.
But The Autumnal was really great. Those ones were all like individual, like finished kind of thing. Homesick Pilots, I read volume 1, and it was pretty interesting. It seems to kind of like Haunted House, but also like weird supernatural something.
Love that.
So like, and there's a couple more volumes of that, so I want to read those. The Nice House on the Lake, by James Tynion, I don't know, the fourth. Tynion.
Okay.
Like, right? Like Tynion. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be either.
And that one was really good, but ended.
Oh yes, that one.
Because it was a 2022 one. So now I have to wait until March 2023 for the second volume to come out.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait until that comes out.
I need to, like, investigate if I can get single issues already.
Oh, yeah.
And Witches with a Y. That one. Do I remember that one? Now they're starting to all blur together.
Valid.
Oh, no, that was one where, like, there's a dad. He was a graphic novelist, haha, or a comic book artist, and something was with his daughter, and like, yeah, okay, it's all coming back to me. And the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So like, what the TV series was based off of. I read volume one of that. There's a few more, but like those ones, I definitely would want to like keep reading. It was like, I was kind of surprised with how like spooky the show actually was. Like I mean it's Netflix, so I guess they can kind of do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But yeah, the comics were like even more, and I was like, oh
damn, I want to read them.
Okay. And like there was like things were different, but in that way of like adaptations that like I like. I read Swamp Thing, Twin Branches, which is by Maggie Stiefvater. I can't lie, it wasn't my favorite.
That's valid.
It was a good story.
I haven't read it.
Kid has diabetes and does weird plant science. Okay. Kid, I think he was in university. I think it was just because at that point I had already read, you know, 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
And like 3 or 4 of those 6 or 7 were like amazeballs.
Yes.
So that probably tainted me a little bit.
Yeah, valid.
I also read Blue and Green, which this jazz musician, his mother dies and he goes back and kind of, it's sort of like that weird spooky supernatural, but like musician creativity muse mystery. Mm. Something. It was really good. It was very beautiful too.
Nice.
And I think that's what it was, like a lot of them, that was just like the artwork was so beautiful that I was like, oh, this is amazing. And Killadelphia volume 1, basically John Adams, one of those presidents from the beginning. It was definitely Adams. I just always forget his first name because in my head I think Sam Adams, but that's because I'm obsessed with
right.
Boston, Massachusetts, but Sam Adams was not president, so it was John Adams. He got yellow fever way back in the day, but actually became a vampire. So then like this whole time there's been vampires in America.
Love it.
And they're like taking over Philadelphia. That's why it's Killadelphia. And like this, the main character is a police officer, detective, something. And like his father's died, but then they find out that like he's still like, he digs him up because he's still alive. Well, you know, undead. And like they work with the coroner and like typical vampire chaos ensues from there.
Right.
I also read a super cute like middle grade one. It's called The Seance Tea Party.
That's so cute.
And it's this girl, I think it was like her 12th birthday or something, and she's just always been like the weird spooky kid, and then like kind of feels like she doesn't really have friends, or like tries to not really like bug anyone that she was friends with, because like they're all starting to like get into social media and like that typical like right now tween kind of situation. Right. And she always thought she had an imaginary friend, but then like the house they live in, she realizes that like it's this little girl haunting them, and then like, but in like the super sweet way, so like they're best friends, and then she ends up like meeting other kids, and it's just all like, and then you find out like who that girl was and like what her life was.
Cool.
And it was actually just, yeah, like so cute, so cute. There's more. I'm just gonna keep talking. This is just a Jed
please
podcast
do
today.
Please do, because I haven't read anything, so like I want to hear about all the spooky graphic novels I need to add to my list.
And yes, legit, Hoopla is amazing. It has so many graphic novels and comics on it. And when I ran out for those last few days of September, I then went to use the Libby app and got more. So
nice.
Yeah, all of these I got from the library, and then I've ended up actually like buying some of them in real copies because I was like, I have to have these.
Yes.
Something is Killing the Children, volume 1. Definitely gonna read volume 2. Spoiler, that's an episode coming up.
Hey.
Next. that was also written by James, I'm just gonna go Tinian. Tinian the IV, who wrote Nice House on the Lake. So that's cool. And that's literally just, there's a town and something is killing the children. And this really cool girl that I was like, oh man, if I ever dress up for Halloween, I'd want to be her.
Ooh, fun.
But I don't dress up, so.
I do.
So yeah, she's a good one for that. So yeah, I definitely want to read volume two of that before we do our episode as well. And Victor Laval's Destroyer, it's kind of cool. A play on...
I didn't know Victor Laval had a graphic novel.
Yeah. On Frankenstein, so like...
Oh, cool.
I think somehow the family's related or whatever, and like actual Frankenstein's monster is part of it, but then it's this woman who is like a crazy amazing scientist working with like nanobots and stuff, and then her son dies and things happen from there.
I have his book The Changeling on my October to read list.
It was really good. And then I also read Harrow County volume one. It was very like backwoods small town forest.
Okay.
People who like, obviously there was like a witch and then they like sacrificed and then they're trying to like get the girl. It was like the story was good, but I just, something about like backwoods people, I don't really know how to describe it in a way that's like,
I
don't know what's the appropriate way for just,
I don't know,
you know, like, I don't know. But yeah, so I'm just going to stick with backwoods because I feel like that's slightly not like too awful. But yeah, you know, like they, small town, it's hard to tell. It was definitely also set like in the past somewhat. So probably like 30s, 40s, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, the story was good, but it's just, yeah. Ugh. But it did have a lot of weird... There may or may not have been... The girl may have had, like, a skin suit person in her purse.
Oh. Okay.
So I don't know if I'll read more volumes of that, but I might. And again, because so many of these were on the list of, like, these are the ones. So I was like, okay, whatever, like, I'll try it out. And then another one I read was Stillwater, volume one. And I'll definitely want to read some more of those. This guy gets, like, fired from his job, but then he gets this, like, oh, like, your great aunt left you money in this random small town called Stillwater. So he and his friend are like, okay. They drive out there. And very quickly things start getting weird, because basically if you're within the town limits, no one can, like, die or age or anything.
Oh.
But, it started randomly at one point. So, like, there are some people who are still kids, some people who are old, but that's because, like, when it started. And it ends up that he has more ties to this town that he didn't know about.
Interesting.
I've heard of this one,
I feel like.
Yeah, and there's a fair, like, of the collected volumes anyway, like, there's a fair few of them, so. And it's still ongoing. Like, when I was at The Beguiling the other day, like, the newest issue was out.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So, I actually did read, like...
You read so much.
I know. I was really banging
I'm
through.
Impressed.
And we've talked about this so much, and it's that, like, weird thing of... Because I was, like, feeling... Because some of these I literally read, like, three or four in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, like... I think because we've been taught to, like, books are 400 pages. You, like, say, you know, you read and you savor and this and that and whatever. But it's like, if these are the ones that I like... that I'm getting so much out of, because I'm getting the structure, the writing, the art, the, like, just so much out of. Like, it was this weird thing that I kept feeling, like, guilty for reading as many as I did. But then also being,
funny.
Like, every time I was, like, you know, closing them off on the story graph, I was like, yes. But yeah, I'm, like,
awesome.
Still feeling bad about, like, reading them so fast, but also screw it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I listened to The End of Everything, Astrophysically Speaking, by Katie Mack. It's basically just different ways that, like, cosmologically that the universe could end.
Delightful.
So good times. And I just started listening to Making a Scene by Constance Wu.
Oh, yeah. That looks
interesting.
She was
on Fresh Off the Boat, Crazy Rich Asians, and she's in a bunch of other stuff that's coming out. The Hustlers.
Oh yeah, she was great in Hustlers.
Yeah, and so far it's not like a memoir. It's more like a collection of personal essays.
Oh, cool.
So like memoir-y, but not in a like, I was born and then da 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 da. And I've listened to two full ones now, and it's so good.
Nice.
And I know like at some point when she was on Fresh Off the Boat, she was being like sexually harassed by one of the producers. So like at some point it's going to get to that. But yeah, she's just really great. The way she talks is because she narrates it as well. The way she writes, the way she talks, like I could just, she's just wonderful. So
nice. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
So what are some of the things that you've partially read?
Well, I'm still reading The Summer Tree by Guy Gavriel Kay, which is like a fantasy trilogy. And like, I'm enjoying it. I just like can't force myself to read a single thing. Like as an example, so we read how to write an autobiographical novel for the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I managed to make myself read it because like, I'm fine if I have a deadline.
Yeah.
And it's, again, I loved that book.
Oh, it's so good.
I still have not finished reading the last essay.
Well, I think that's why I just, like, dove
into even because those... I don't want to. Like,
oh, yeah. No, I know. The amount of books that we have done for podcast episodes that I have still not finished, I'm not even going to admit. But it's, and that's just, like, I want to, but at this point I'm just like, well.
And, like, I am going to finish it because, like, I was really enjoying that essay even while I was reading it.
Yeah.
I just, like, I lost the deadline, and then I was like, okay, I don't need to read that right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm also reading The Artist's Way, which I was working my way through really steadily until, well, September.
Yeah. I know. I was going to start that, and then I was like, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah, and I haven't, so I haven't read any of it since the beginning of September. So I'm going to try and get back into that.
We should, like, make some speaking, we should make some sort of plan where, like, you know, we both get up and, like, at 8 o'clock we do it or something. We, like,
I know,
text each other or, like, FaceTime and not talk to each other and, like, do it or something. Yeah
because, like, the morning pages, like, I was really enjoying writing them, which I never thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to get back into that. And I do have, like, I have ambitions for October, you know, like, I have books. I always have books that I keep for spooky season specifically to read during spooky season, so I want to do it. So I have The Changeling, which I already mentioned, which I've had since I think I got it last Christmas. I have Perfume, Story of a Murderer, which I'd really like to read this month. I recently bought Certain Dark Things by Silvia Moreno Garcia, who wrote Mexican Gothic, so I'm very excited about that. It's like, sounds like it's like vampire urban fantasy in like Mexico City, so that sounds really cool. And then I have that book Lilith that I found at that random bookstore, that used bookstore, that's like this old portal fantasy with a cool like 80s art cover.
Amazing.
And the final book of the Dreamer trilogy by Maggie Stiefvater comes out, I think it's out this month, so I want to read that.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then a couple essay collections. So the one that we you mentioned already from the small publishing company, it's called Be Scared of Everything, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it's all like essays about horror. And then there's another essay collection called It Came from the Closet, which is all about like queer readings of different horror films. So with that one in particular, that's cool. What I want to do is like, because each one is about a specific film or a couple films. And I actually think Carmen Maria Machado has an essay in that one.
I think you're right. I feel like I saw her post something about that just the other day.
Yeah. So what I want to do is like watch the film, because I keep wanting to, I'm like, I'm going to get into horror films. And then I just like don't watch a single thing ever because I'm terrible. But this, I was like, I could turn this into a little like mini sort of film course for myself by like watching the film and then reading the essay. So I think that's what I'm going to, it's obviously going to take me longer than the month of October, but like, I think that'll be something I want to do through the end of this year. So I was gonna be really ambitious and throw like a million books on it, but I was like, don't do that to yourself. You've barely read it. I have not read a whole entire book since August. Like, I've read Bridge to Terabithia, I think, at the beginning of August. So, like, let's not overwhelm ourselves here. Let's take it slow.
That's fair. Yeah, I think because I had, like, burned through so many in September, I was like, then I'm going to read all of these books in October. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's already, we're already into October, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and I have a couple books to read, like, for podcast stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my plan. I'm specifically taking our current book club book, How I Killed Pluto and Why It Deserted by Mike Brown, to New York. Like, I'm not even going to bring my Kobo. Like, I'm bringing that book so I can, like, that book.
Excellent.
But I picked up Shades of Fear, which is a collected, basically, like, graphic novel short story collection from, I think they're all in people in Toronto, actually. So I definitely want to read that.
Yeah.
I had a couple others on my, like, spooky graphic novel, but I can't, like, well, yeah, as I said, like, a couple of them are, like, too long, too much of an investment, and then there's one that I really wanted to read, but, like, it has, like, a super long wait list, so I was just like,
okay. Yeah, I know, like, I want to throw Paper Girls onto my list as well, like, work my way through that.
Yeah, on Hoopla, you can get it as, like, a huge collection, or you can get the smaller...
Yeah, I'll probably do the smaller ones just because, like, then I won't overwhelm myself
But then I also realized that I had a whole, like, I have so many spooky books on my Kobo. Like, I have, I think I have a couple of Grady Hendrix. I have another Riley Sager. And then I have a bunch of, like, physical books, too. I have, was it, like, The Whisper Man and something else.
Nice.
I think those are what, Alex North, maybe? And when you got Certain Dark Things, I got The Book of Accidents, which sounded really cool.
Oh, and... is that? Who wrote that?
That's the one that I picked it up. And you were like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Okay.
I don't have the book near me, but I can look at look at our Instagram because I posted pictures of it. Chuck Wendig.
Yes.
And I totally forgot that I had got The Cabin at the End of the World.
Oh,
I think that's Paul Tremblay. I got that when I was in New York last time, in July, actually, at the Mysterious Bookshop. But M. Night Shyamalan is making a movie out of or something.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was literally, I was, like, making the list for October, and then I was like, wait, you just, like, oversold yourself here. And I was talking with our mutual friend Steph, like, last year we did, like, a spooky season read, or the year before.
Fun.
I don't know how time works. But she's been in California and at Disneyland. So I'm waiting for her to return. Then I think we might do, like, a little thriller spooky read along. So
love that.
Yeah. So, yeah, as of right now, we're actually, like, reading books. Who knows? This is going to come crashing down on me at any moment.
You know what, though? Like, that's a good run.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I have faith in you.
No. It's, as I said, like, it's this weird guilt thing with the graphic novels of, like, reading them too fast.
Yeah, I think you need to let go of that.
But as, you know, just how, you know, we, over the past 4 years, we've talked about all the, like, you can write in all these different ways.
Yeah.
And, like, letting go of those things. In that, like, no, I can just read all of these and, like...
Right.
That's just what it's going to be, right?
So. Yeah.
But since it is an anniversary hangout episode,
mm-hmm.
let's think about the past year. We're on episode 105.
I know!
We were only on, like, 70-something last year.
I know. Wild. Absolutely wild.
This past year... What were some of your favorite episodes?
Okay. I mean, there were actually quite a few. We've done some really good
episodes. Well, because I was scrolling through.
Yeah.
And I was like, this past year has been pretty fire.
Pretty solid. But if we're picking out just a few, I mean, I really did enjoy How to Write an Autobiographical Novel, mm-hmm. Which is not our last episode, the one before.
Yeah.
That was really great. But Clap When You Land was like,
yeah.
I just loved that book so much.
It was just...
And it was such a good one to talk about.
Yeah, so good to talk about just... And, like, seeing that different type of, as I was just saying, like, format and, like... Because mm-hmm. even just... Because it was in Verse? Prose? Wait. I always confuse them.
Verse.
And then you correct me. Thank you.
Verse.
Verse. But also just, there were points where, like, the way it was physically laid out on, I'm going to say page. I read it on my Kobo. But, like, so physically on the page is something, too, I think that, like, that made it really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there was a slightly different font for each of the girls. Or, like, just all these little visual things that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just extremely well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was definitely one of my favorites. And then also Lesser Known Monsters of the 21st Century,
mm-hmm.
which totally made me want to read more short stories.
Yes.
And that was Coach House?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is currently on the shortlist for the 2022 nice. Scotiabank Giller Prize.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Amazing. It was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And just a super shout out to Coach House Books. Out of the 5 books on the shortlist, 2 of them are Coach House.
Oh, nice. What's the other one?
The Sleeping Car Porter by Susan Mayer.
Mm.
M-A-Y-R. Suzette. Sorry, I don't know if I said that properly. Suzette Mayer.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the Lesser Known Monsters was so cool.
Yeah, it really was.
That would be one that you could, like, reread at spooky season and be like, ooh.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Lots
yeah, I really enjoyed
weird
it.
Things.
And then, of course, our interview with Stephanie Cook was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. She's so lovely.
Yeah. Again, I just love our interview episodes. They're yeah. always a lot of fun.
I know. We're going to have to come up with something for next year.
I know, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any others on your list that were not those ones?
I did. I mean, I had the Stephanie episode.
Yes.
But I also really liked... And this is clearly just speaking to me far too clearly. Jurassic Park and the Martian.
Mm. Yes, I mean,
which again, you know, like I've done a blog post on those. Those were both rereads for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like those are like where the books are just so good and the movies are so good, and even where they're the same or differ or whatever, like just
mm-hmm.
they each can stand on their own as pieces, but then like as an adaptation, like it was just yeah, those were both just really good, and I just love talking about those ones. So
amazing.
Yeah,
fantastic. But yeah, I just like yeah, so many of the episodes we did this year have been so
but
enjoyable.
I think we like really done a good job of like kind of being all around, like we've done some genre ones, mm-hmm. you know, setting his character, or even we were, you know, talking about books we should have read by now.
Yeah, that was a fun episode actually. Yeah.
But like Little Women, like that was
yeah,
and like again that was like the adaptation version, but that was really cool to talk about, like it, you know, that was the reason that I like wanted to go to Concord and like
mm-hmm.
started so much of like all the stuff that I ended up doing in Massachusetts, or like A Waiter in Paris, like that was a really
yeah, that one was good too.
It was a great memoir, but also like We Understand.
Oh yeah.
We literally titled episode 95 Who Knew We Love Science Fiction, because we didn't even know.
Dumb.
And like Fun Home was so good.
Yes.
Three Pianos. Oh my god, this was such a good year.
I know, they've been so many good ones.
And yeah, like as I mentioned, you know, Conversations with Friends, that was a good one.
Yeah,
we had the Peg Moose Press interview in this past
oh that's right
too. Yeah,
oh my god, how did I forget about that one.
And the Fabulous Killjoys, that was it. That was this past year too, man. Yeah, like it was just been yeah. a solid year.
Really has.
Yeah. What are you excited for in this next year? Oh my god, next year will be 5 years.
I know.
That's like a number.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like there's. I mean, because obviously now, like the joke is always right. Like everyone has a podcast.
I know.
We have two, and we're constantly talking about war. But I think now, especially just like in the way people consume media, like a lot sort of crash and burn isn't the right thing, but just that like
mm-hmm.
super popular and like never talked about again.
Yes.
But like, I like that we're just like still chugging.
Yeah, still we're chugging. We're chugging along.
Yeah. What do you want to do next year?
Oh, what do I want to do next year? I can barely think about what I want to do next week.
I
No, but I'm excited to do some more page to screen ones, because those are always a lot of fun. I'm excited to sort of like brainstorm what interviews we might be able to do, because again, love those ones. And the smaller the those other small presses that I think we can reach out to, I think that'd be a really interesting. Yeah,
I
so
like
like
that too.
nothing specific, but like generally those are, I think, my and more graphic novels. I'm excited for more graphic novels, because we've been bumping that up, and that's really a fun time for so many reasons. So
I know, I still have so many like ones to read. I was like, oh, stop buying
yeah
these. Oh, Deadly Class, you're just so good, and now I have so many issues that I need
Oh
to catch up
man.
on. But whatever. We did mention, so before the end of the year, I'm going to read, about this, Ghost World, which is a graphic novel, and I had also committed to reading the film essay James Baldwin book. Don't let us forget. You had committed to reading
21 Things You May Not Know About the
something.
Indian Act.
Ah, yes, okay. I was like, something.
And possibly Persuasion. I can't remember if I actually said Persuasion or what it was that I said.
I think you
Oh,
had
no.
different.
It was Giovanni's Room.
Ah, yes. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so that's. This is more just, we're hanging out, we're chatting. I wanted to remember what books we said we were going to read before the end of 2022. But yeah, and I think just like, I mean, we always talk about like Patreon again or like doing more stuff. So, like, if there's anything that any of the listeners want, if there's more book content you want, definitely let us know. The blog's coming back by the time you are listening to this.
Yes.
There is going to be a
Going up
blog post up.
imminently.
We will continue for the rest of 2022, we promise. But yeah, I think I'm also excited in the next year for like the event things, right? Like already kind of like starting to plan for those things. And maybe like, and again, like, we missed the Ways Goose at Coach House because like too much was like, so
Yeah, it
there's so many
was
things that like,
bad timing.
yeah. To kind of just, yeah, I'm looking forward to bookish event things that we will then report back on.
Yay.
Yay! Same person.
Exciting.
All right. One last fourth anniversary thought, ponderance, book, talk, something.
I don't know. Happy 4th anniversary to us. I'm glad our anniversary is in October. It's very on brand.
Yes, that is very true. I think it's like technically October 19th. I think that's when the first episode, like
That
the our
sounds
little
right.
like trailer episode went out, so.
Yeah. Nice.
Yay. As we mentioned, we're gonna be back in 2 weeks, continuing, well, I guess starting spooky season, whatever. Where we are talking about, I just want to make sure I get everyone's name correctly. Name correctly. Hiya. Oh man. Something is Killing the Children, Volume 1, probably 2 volumes. That might sound scary when I say two, because we're actually
No, I think
talking about soon,
that's
but like
no,
it goes
they're
pretty quick. James Tynion in the fourth, Werther Delandrera, and Miguel Mikhail Muerto.
Nice.
So yeah, full spooky season.
I'm
We
excited.
may or may not have a
I
guest, so not
guessed.
necessarily an interview, but a horror graphic novel expert.
Yay.
Who is someone that we know.
Love it.
But yeah, thanks to everyone for being here for 4 years. Thanks to everyone who just came along, and hopefully we'll see you in the next 4 years.
Yay.
Everything is on anotherbookontheshelf.com, anotherbookpod on Instagram. No, wait, another book podcast on Instagram, and another book pod on Twitter.
Correct.
I'm trying to tweet, but sometimes I forget. I forget.
Twitter is hard.
It is so hard.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, like, then you send it, I'm like, oh, I should have had like a hashtag or not. I don't know. Whatever. Book Twitter's hard. Mm-hmm. But thanks to everyone, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.